Begin the current daf Masechet Sanhedrin daf Tzadi Dal. Begin 11 lines down with the top of the Yomid, but the Gemara continues with another teaching from Rav Tanchum regarding what Bar Kapara expounded. Quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya that talks about Chizki HaMelech, Lamar beHamistra, to the increase of the sovereignty of Hashem, Ulasholem and Kates, Vegeimer, and to endless amount of peace, that's going to be for Chizki HaMelech, etc. Now, the diuk that the drash is going on is that when it says the word Lamar beHamistra, the word Marbe, the mem in the beginning there, it's closed. So on that, Amr Tanchem says, Darish Bar Kapara B'Tzipari, he expounded in Tzipari, Mem Neima Kol Mem Shebe Em Tzateva Pesuach. Why is it every time you have a letter Mem in the middle of a word, it's open, or what we call a regular Mem? Bezes Sosim, here it's the Mem Sofit, the end of Mem, which is closed, that's how it's shaped, like a closed box. Why is the Mem over here closed when it should be a regular Mem? So that says Bar Kapara, Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasis Chizkiyo Mashiach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyo, who was a great tzaddik, into the Mashiach, which ultimately one of the Davidic dynasties is going to be. So Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyo, who is from that dynasty, that Melech, into the Melech Mashiach. V'sancheir of Gog u'Magog, he wanted to make the apocalyptic end of wars, which is going to be through Gog u'Magog, he wanted to make Sancheir, who was the enemy coming to attack, to be Gog u'Magog, and then that would have been the end. But Amr Midas Adin Lev Nekadosh Baruch Hu, but the attribute of justice set in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, master of the world. Ma David Melech Yisrael, if regarding David, the king of the Jewish people, Sha'amar Kama Shirish Vetzis Baruchas Levanechu, who said many songs and praise in front of you. Lo Yasi Yisoy Mashiach, you didn't make him the Mashiach. So Chizkiyahu, Sha'as Yisrael, like Kala Nisim Alolo, so regarding Chizkiyah Melech, that you did all these miracles for him, where you saved him from Sancheirib, and he was healed from his illness. V'lo Amr Shir Levanecha, and he didn't say song in front of you. Ta'asei Mashiach, you're going to make him to the Mashiach? Says the Gemara Lekach Nistatim, therefore it was closed, where it was coming to show this idea that what Hashem had, so to speak, thought in his machshava was closed, it didn't end up coming to fruition. Or it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to close off all the tzars of the Jewish people by making Mashiach, that closing off didn't happen. Or another interpretation is because since the mouth of Chizki was closed and he didn't say Shira, that is why he wasn't Zeichah to be the Mashiach. But miyad pascha aretz va'amr lefanu, but immediately the earth opened up and said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel, master of the world, ani amarti lefanecha shira tachat tzadik zeh, I will say the song in place of that righteous person Chizkiya, v'asei Mashiach, and therefore since I'll say the shira, then go ahead and make him Mashiach. And pascha va'amr shira lefanu, but the earth opened up and said shira in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, says meknafa aretz, from the edge of the earth, zimir shemanu, we heard song, tzvila tzadik v'gaymer, desire for the righteous, etc. Amr Sara Oyim Lafanav, so the minister of the world, who is a certain malach that the whole world is Guvia over in his hand, said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where, and this is what it means when it says in the Pasuk, Shemanu Tzvila Tzadik, that it was the Sar Ha'olam, the angel of the world, who said, Rebbeinu Shel, master of the world, Tzviyaynai Asal Tzadik Zeh, do the desire for this righteous person, which is make him into the Mashiach. But the pasuk continues, and Yatsa Bas Kol Va'amros, a heavenly voice came out and said, Razi Li, Razi Li, that the secrets that are concealed are for me, says Hashem, I know why this is being held up, that the Mashiach is not coming yet. And the pasuk continues that the Amar Navi, the prophet, says, Oy Li, woe to me, meaning Oy Li, woe to me, Ad Masay, up until when will it take for Mashiach to come? Which Yatsa Bas Kol Va'amros, the Bas Kol came out and said, which is the end of the pasuk, Baigdim Bagadu, the treacherous ones rebel, uveged begdim bagadu, and the treacherous one of the treacherous one, they will rebel. Well, what does that mean? V'amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, v'itim Reb Yitzchak, and some say it was Reb Yitzchak, he said, ad asu baize, until the plunderers come, ubaize the bezuz, and the plunderers of the plunderers, in other words, until many people come and plunder the Jewish people many times, only after that will the Mashiach come. A similar type of a drasha, type of a pasuk, breaking it up regarding being asked a question and Hashem responding. Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Masa Duma, the load of Duma, Eli Kari Meseir, to me they call from Seir, Shemer the watchman, Mami Laila, what about the night? Shemer the watchman, Mami Laila, what about the night? V'gayim, etc. So what does this pasuk mean? Omer B'yichna, he says, Eisim Malach HaMamuna Ala Ruches, that angel which is appointed over the neshamis, that the souls are deposited with him, Duma Shema, his name is Duma, and that's what the pasuk means when it says Masa Duma, that this is what Duma is saying, that to me are all the spirits calling out regarding the element of Seir, which is Esav, where Niskapsu Kalaruches Etzel Duma, all the spirits gathered to Duma, And Amrullah, they said to him, Shemer, the watchman, Mame Laila, what's with the night? Which is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the Shemer. What does he say regarding this galus, this exile, which is like night? Shemer ma milel, which the word milel can also mean from the word of speaking, that what does he say? When does the end of the galus is going to come from this dark night? So on that, the Tsar said to them, this Duma, that this is what Omer Shemer, this is what the watchman, the guard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Asa Baker, that the morning will come, meaning the redemption will come, but v'gam laila, and also night, meaning first there has to be much exile, where even if it's going to be redemption and the second Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, they're going to go back into galus again. Or v'gam laila actually means that for the wicked. And that's how the Targum actually translates that is ogur l'tzadikah, this morning going to come, meaning there's going to be reward for the righteous, but this gam laila, there's going to be punishment also for the wicked. Now, im tevayun, if you want the redemption, so bayu, so then you have to beseech mercy, and shuvu, that return, and then esav, then the geul is going to come. Going back to what we were speaking about before, b'chizki ha-melech, tanu mishum r'pefayis, the b'raisa taught from r'pefayis, that genayhu, it was disgraceful thing, l'chizki v'siyate, to chizki ha-melech, and to those with him, that they did not sing song until, like we mentioned before, that the earth opened up first and sang the song, like it says in the Pasuk, Miknafa Aretz, the Mir Shemana, from the edge of the earth, we heard song, Tzvila Tzadik, desire for the righteous, Vagayim, etc. Meaning that only after that did Chizkiah sing Shira. Ki'itim Davatayim, similarly you find that it says in Shemais, V'yemi Yisri, that Yisri said, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem, oh, blessed is Hashem that saved you from the Egyptians. So Tanim Rishim B'Fayis was torn in the Brisa from B'Fayis. Genayhu L'Maisha B'Shishim Ribi was a disgrace for Maisha and for the 600,000 Jews. Shalei Amar Baruch, that they didn't say blessed to Hashem. Atshaba Yisri V'Amar Baruch Hashem until Yisri came and he said blessed is Hashem. Now, parenthetically, once we introduce that, the Gemara says regarding the Pesukim over there when it talks about that Yisri came and that's when he says, oh, Baruch Hashem that he saved you. So it says there in the Pesukim, B'Yichad Yisri. That it was Yichad for Yisrael regarding all the good Hashem did to the Jewish people that he saved them from the Egyptians. What does the word Yichad mean? So Rav Shmuel is a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav Amar, he says, Shehever Cherev Chada al Basari. So in the word of Chad, of sharp, that he passed over a sharp sword over his flesh, meaning because he circumcised himself and he converted to Judaism. With Shmuel Amar, he says, Shenasa Chidudim Chidudim al Kol Basari. Means to say because he had goosebumps, very sharp points on his flesh, because it pained him a lot regarding the downfall of the Egyptians, because ultimately he himself was one of the leaders and came from Egypt, Yisrael. So although he was happy for the Jewish people, it still pained him that what happened to the Egyptians. And Amar Ravi says, Hayin da'amar inshi, this is what people say, Ki yeira adasara dari, a convert up until 10 generations, meaning this is a parable that people say, although Yisrael himself was not a 10 generation, L'tavaza armo kame, do not embarrass a non-Jew in front of him because he still relates to that. It's still not so far away from when he was a non-Jew. Continuing with Chizkiah Melech, Pasuk in Yeshaya says, L'chein yeshalach ha'odin Hashem tzavokas. Therefore, the master, Hashem, the Lord of hosts, will send b'mashmanov, and the fat ones, rozen, leanness, making him thin. So it says the Gemara, my b'mashmanov rozen, what does this mean in his mashmanim? He'll send rozen leanness. So my Kaddish Baruch Hu said, Yav Chizkiyahu, let Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Sheesh Lo Shmoyna Shemes, who has eight names, V'yifr Misancheiv, and punish from Sancheiv, Sheesh Lo Shmoyna Shemes, who has eight names. So the Pasuk is saying, B'mashmanav, and those who have eight, which is Sancheiv, Razan, Hashem will send leanness, he's going to take away the might of Sancheiv. Where do we find that Chizkiyahu HaMelech had eight names? Chizkiyahu D'chsilek, it says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki Yelad Yuladon, because the child was born to us, Ben Nitanonu, his son, was given to us. Vatihi HaMisra al-Shechmai, and the leadership was on his shoulders. Vikr Shemai, and his name will be called Pele Yayitz, the wondrous counselor, El Giber, mighty waterer, Avi Ad, father forever, Sar Shalom, the prince of peace. So that's eight names. So the Gemara says, but Vikr Chizkiah, he has a ninth name, which was his other name, Chizkiah. So the Gemara, no, that way he was called Shechizkiah Ka, because Hashem strengthened him. That's where the word Chizkiah comes from. Or the Va'achar, another interpretation, is Chizkiah, Shechizik Es Yisrael, because he supported the Jewish people, who he had them learn Torah, as Gemara will say later on, La'avim Shem Shemayim, to their Father in Heaven. So Chizkiah, he supported the Jewish people to Ka, to Hashem. But it wasn't his name, that was just after his actions. Sancheyev, where do we find that he had eight names? The Chsiv Bey, because it says in many different psukim, names that refer to him. There's a pasuk in Melachim Beis that calls him Tiglas Pileser, and that's one name, as it says over there, B'mei Pekach ben Remaliah, in the days of Pekach ben Remaliah, it came Tiglas Pileser, who is the Melech Asher, so that's one name. In Divyam and Beis, it calls him Pilneser. In Melachim Beis, it calls him Shalmaneser. In Melachim Beis, it calls him Pul. In Yeshaya, it calls him Sargon. In Ezer, it calls him Osnapar Rabba B'Yakira. These are actually three different names, which Asnapar is one, Rab is another name, and Yakir is another one, although it's literally translated as that his name is Asnapar, the great and honorable one. As the Gemara Voike Sancheir, but what's with the name Sancheir? That's his ninth name. Says the Gemara, no, that refers to Shesichase Riv, that his words were contentious. The Vachar, another interpretation, is Shesach Vinichar Dvarim Klabimal, that he spoke and he contorted a conversation, words towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Gemara will say later on, through an agent. Amar Rabbi Yechon, it says, "Nema Zacha Isa Rosh LeKreisai." Why was it that wicked person Sancheir merited to be called a snapper, Rabba VeYikira, the great and honorable snapper? Says the Gemara, "Initially, Siper Begnusa Shel Eretz Yisrael, because he didn't speak about in a disgraceful way of Eretz Yisrael." Shemak, the pasuk says in Melachim Beis, "Ad Bayi." That he said to the Jewish people, until I came with the Kach to Eschem, I took you, El Eretz Karatzchem, don't worry that I'm taking you out of Eretz Yisrael into Galus, because I took you to a land that's like your land. And he didn't say better than your land. So he didn't talk about it in a disgraceful way. That's why he merited to this biblical name that gave him a mighty title of Rabba V'Yakira. Now, regarding what he said to the Jewish people that we just quoted, there's a machlik is Rabbi Shmuel. Chadam Melch Pekecha, he once says he was a very intelligent king. Chadam Melch Tibesha, the other one says he's a foolish king. As the Gemara explains, Lamadam Melch Pekecha, the corner of the one who says that he was intelligent, because Iyamin Luhu Adifa Marecha, had he told them that the land he took them into exile was better than their land, Amr, they're going to say, Kamashakras, you're a liar, because there is no land better than Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's why he was smart and he didn't tell them that it's better than their land. But Amandam Melch Tipesha, according to the one that says that he was foolish, because Im Kane, that if that's the case that he said that he's taking them to land that's not better than their land, Samaira Vuse, what type of marketing is that? How's he enticing them? What are we gaining then about going into exile into land that's not better than ours? Now, as the Gemara Lehecha Ikluhu, where did Sancheir take the 10 tribes that he exiled, as the Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, Perket Ches, that he took them, B'chalach, B'chavur, Nahar Gezen, Arimadai? Where are these places that he took them to where the 10 tribes were lost to the Jewish people that were exiled by Sancheir? So Mazutram, he says, Lafriki, to Africa. Rachaninam, he says, Lahari Slug, to the mountains of Slug. Now, going back to what we said before, although Sancheir did not speak derogatorily about Eretz Yisrael, Abi Yisrael, but the Jewish people, when Sancheir exiled them, Sipru Beganusa Shleitzo, they did speak derogatorily about Eretz Yisrael. Because Kimatu, when they reached that place, which was called Shaish, so Amri, from the word of Shavya, Amri Shavya, they said that this land is worth Kiaran, just like our land. Kimatu Alman, when they reached the place Alman, Amru Ki Alman, they said it's like our world, meaning the place which is, this place is just like Yerushalayim, which is called Beis Olamim, the house of the world. Kimatu Saistre, when they reached this place called Saistre, Amri Al-Khad Train, they said that this place is beautiful, double like the place where we came from. And actually, that's why these places are called this, because of what the Jewish people called these new places in superiority over Eretz Yisrael. So they were worse than Sancheir himself. Now, the end of that pasuk that we mentioned before in Yeshaya, which talks about the destruction of Sancheir, so it says that v'sachas kevodai, and beneath his honor, yekad yokad, a fire burned, ki yekodesh, like the burning of a fire. So Amar Yechon, he says, when it says in the pasuk tachas kevodai, beneath his honor, but v'loy kvoide mamish, but it's not referring to his honor itself. What that means to say is, generally, a person's honor, what that refers to is his flesh and his body. So when it would say beneath his honor, that's where the army of Sancheir was burnt up, they all got killed by a malach, it would sound like beneath his body and his flesh, in other words, that what got burnt up was the soul that's within the body. On that is saying Rabbi Yechonon, that actually when it says in the pasuk beneath his honor, it doesn't mean what it usually means, the honor, which would then mean the soul that's in the body. Rather, here in this context of the pasuk, when it's talking about his honor, it means his garments. So it was beneath his garments that got burnt. As the Gemara says, Kehadr B'Yechon, like B'Yechon would used to say, Karli lamani mechabdusa, he would call his garments his honor. What gives a person dignity is the clothing that he wears. So it's regarding the bodies of the soldiers that got burnt, which was beneath their garments. So essentially the way he's explaining the pasuk is that the bodies beneath their garments is what got burnt up. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Amar, he says, no, tachas kvodim mamash means literally beneath their honor, meaning beneath their body, because their body did remain, that didn't get burnt. It was only their soul that got burnt. Kestrefas ben Aaron, like we find like by Nadav Avi, when they got burnt, when they came into the unannounced into the Beis HaMikdash, that Malahal and Srefas Neshama V'Guf Kaim, just like over there, their soul got burnt, but their body was intact. Afkan Srefas Neshama V'Guf Kaim, here also it's that their soul was burnt, but their body was intact. So we have Machlik is what happened to the soldiers of Tzancherev. Was it that their bodies got burnt, which is beneath their clothing, or is it that their souls got burnt, which is beneath their body? Now, Tana Mishmeid Rebishu Ben Karcha, there was a Bryce that was taught in the name of Rebishu Ben Karcha. Pare Shechirv Ba'atzmi, regarding Pare, the king of Egypt, that was disgraceful by himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not through an intermediary, which is not so disgraceful. At least he doesn't feel beneath the dignity to even say something derogatory about Hashem. So therefore, by Hashem was the same thing. Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimen Ba'atzmi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him, paid him back from him himself, which is not so embarrassing backwards either. Because it's more disgraceful to have a someone that's of low stature than someone of greater stature. Now, Sancheirev Shechirev, however, regarding Sancheirev, that he was blasphemous and disgraceful as a Ketintamid Beis al Yidei Shliach through an intermediary, which is more disgraceful, almost like it doesn't even pass, it's not even worthy for me to even say something. So, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nifa Kadosh Baruch Hu min al Yidei Shliach, Kadosh Baruch Hu collected from him also through a Shliach, through an intermediary, which is more disgraceful. As the Gemara explains, Paradis, regarding Paradis, says in Shemais that he says, Mi'ashem Hashem, who is Hashem that should listen to his voice? So, but he said it himself. So, Nifra Kadosh Baruch Hu Atmos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back by Hashem himself. It's like it says in the Pasuk, that Hashem mixed up the Egyptians in the sea, Hashem himself did it. Uksiv, and like it says in the Pasuk in Chavakuk, Derachtu Bayom Susecha, that Hashem, you went and you led in the sea your horses. We're talking about the destruction of the Egyptian horses in the Yamsut. Now, Sancheirev dechsev, but regarding Sancheirev, this says the pasuk Lochem Beis, Beyad Malachecha Charaft Hashem, through your agents, you disgraced Hashem. Meaning, even himself, it says he didn't even care to. His agents went and did that disgrace. So, Nifra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mimen Adeshlef, Sakadosh Baruch Hu collected from him through an agent too. Dechsev, like it says in the pasuk later on, says, Vayitzei Malach Hashem, that a Malach of Hashem went out, Vayach Bamachna Ashur, and smote the camp of Ashur. Mei Bishmainim Chamishim Elef, which was 185,000 of their soldiers. Now, Chanina bar Papa Rami, continuing on this theme of Sancheirev, he posed the following contradiction. Ksiv, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Merim Kitzai, that Sancheirev was saying that he's going to destroy the edge of Hashem's elevation. Uksiv, yet in Melachim Beis, the way it says it is not Merim, but Meloim Kitzai, the end of his lodging. Now, Merim Kitzai sounds like that it's Hashem's dwelling place down here on this earth. Like the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Yud Zayin, Merim Rishon Mokam Mikdashenu, that the term of the elevated place is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Meloin Kitzai, but the edge of his lodging, sounds like where Hashem, so to speak, is lodged in the heavens, which is his lodgings. So what was he saying that he's going to destroy? So says the Gemara, Amar Yisrael Rasha, that wicked person said, B'tchila achav dirishalmata, first I'm going to destroy his lower dwelling place, the Beis HaMikdash, v'achkach achav dirishalmata, then I'm going to destroy his upper lodging, yeah, I'm going to go up to Shemayim and destroy that too. Amar B'shuma Levi says, Ma'idich Siv, what does it mean in the Pasuk of Melachim Beis that says, Ata now, hamebalade Hashem alisi alamokam hazel lashchisi, do you think without Hashem I would be able to come to this place to destroy it? Hashem Amar Alai. Hashem said to me, Ale ala arts hazois v'shchisa, go up to the land and destroy it. Says Gemara Mahi, where do we find that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, because the Shamala Navi Dukamai, Sancheirev heard the prophet that was saying, as it says in Yeshaya, Yan kimos ha'am hazeh es me'ah shiloyach ha'holchem la'at. Yeah, because the people was disgusted with the me'ah shiloyach, which goes slowly, u'mesayis es ritzin ve'nir malyoh, and they rejoiced with ritzin and ve'nir malyohu. So therefore, that's where the pasuk continues in the next pasuk. So therefore, that I'm going to bring onto them the waters of the river that are strong and mighty. I'm going to bring the Melech Ashur, which talks about the destruction of Ashur, of Nebuchadnezzar, on the Jewish people. Now, Amr Yisabi says, Il Moli Targum in Haikra, if not for the Aramaic translation of that Pasuk, Lav Yadan might come out. I wouldn't know what the Pasuk is talking about. Because it talks about rivers. Why is the people getting punished because of a river? Says Rabbi Yisrael, the Targum translates as follows: Chalaf de kokotz amahadain, that since this people was disgusted b'machusa de beis David with the reign, with the royalty of the house of David, de medaber lohin b'ninyach, that he leads them calmly, k'meshilucha de nagdimenach, like it's a metaphor, like the waters of the Shalach, which also go calmly and softly. Visri'iu b'ratzin the Barmalyo, and they instead desired Ratzin, who is the king of Aram, who was in partnership with Barmalyo, who was the king of king of the 10 tribes. Since they desired that, and they didn't want Malchus Beis David anymore, that's why Hashem says, I'm going to bring on them Sancheiv the Melech Ashur. And that's what Sancheiv had heard. The Gemara is going to ask, so why was he punished? And he heard that the Jewish people are going to be punished through Melech Ashur. So Amr Bichon says, Maidach Siv, once we introduced that they don't want Malchus Beis David anymore, rather want Malchus from the 10 tribes. Maidach Siv, what does it mean in the Pasuk in Mishlei? It says, Me'eras Hashem Beveis Rosh. So the curse of Hashem is in the house of the wicked. Unaveit Tzadik Mivarech, but the abode of the righteous will be blessed. So it says, Me'eras Hashem Beveis Rosh, the curse of Hashem is in the house of the wicked. That means to say, because they're never satiated with whatever they eat, they have to eat so much and they're still not happy. Ze Pekach Ben Malyo, that refers to Pekach, the son of Malyo, who was the king of the Aseres HaShvatim, Shaya Oichel Mem Sa Geizalis Bekenuch, so they would eat 40 sa of birds just for the dessert. But Vinevei Tzadik Mivarech, but the abode of the righteous is blessed, Ze Chizkiya Melech Yehuda, this refers to Chizkiya Melech Yehuda from the Davidic dynasty, Shaya Oichel Litri Yark, so they only ate a small measurement of vegetables for his meal, and that said he'd be satiated. Now the Pasuk says over there, as we mentioned, V'lechein, and therefore Hine Hashem Mala Lehem, and therefore Hashem is going to bring on them Esmei Hanar Ha'atzum V'arabim, the mighty and multitude of the waters of the river. Esmelech Ashur, the king of Ashur, which the Pasuk there continues, and Veskol Kvoide in all his honor, V'olal Kalafikab, and is going to go on all the banks. Mina Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that to Sancheiv to go up and to destroy the Jewish people. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, V'chalaf b'Yehuda, that he'll go pass by in Judea, Shata v'Avril, he'll come and he'll overflow, Ad Tzabi Yegiyah, will reach all the way to the neck. So that's what he had heard when he was quoting that Pasuk, by saying, Hashem said that I should come and destroy Eretz Yisrael. So ask the Gemara, Elo, so if he had permission, and that's what the prophet was prophesying, so my time in, so then why did he get punished? Why was Sancheiv punished for having done this? Says the Gemara, Navi Aseres HaShvatim Misnabi. The prophet was prophesying regarding the 10 tribes. Regarding that, he had permission to. But Iu Yav Daiti Al Kuli Yerushalayim. But Sancheiv also put his thoughts and desires to conquering also Yerushalayim, which was part of Malchus Yehuda, which was not part of the prophecy. But Navi Va'amalei. So the prophet came and said to him when he came to try to conquer Yerushalayim, where it says later on over there, it says Kilay Muaf, because he will not get tired. Lashem Mutzakla, to the one who oppresses her. So what the drush of that pasuk is, Amr Belozer Barbarachia, Ein Nimtzer Am Oyif Batayra. When it says Kilay Muaf, it means to say because the people that are weary from learning Torah, which refer to the people of Chizkiya Melch Yehuda, who they're tired from learning so much Torah, they're not going to be given over. Loy Muaf Beyad Mihametzakloy, to the one that oppresses, meaning in the hand of Sancheiv, who oppresses the Jewish people, these people are not going to be successful. Aseres HaShvatim, yeah, but not Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "My, what does it mean there at the end of the pasuk that says, Ke'eis Harishon Hekel? Like the first time he was lenient, Arts of Zvulun v'Arts of Naphtali, the land of Zvulun, the land of Naphtali, v'Achrin Hichpid, but the latter one was more strong, was Derech Hayam, through the sea, Eva Yarden, Transjordan, Gilul Hagayim, Gilul Hagayim." So although literally means to say the stages that he went and attacked the Jewish people, but again, the Gemara darshans this pasuk regarding that his inability to conquer Chizkiya Melech, that it was saying, Loi Kirishayim, not like the first ones, meaning the 10 tribes that you were able to conquer, Shehekilom Aleim Al Torah, because they were lax from taking off themselves the yoke of Torah. Avlachrayim, but the later ones, meaning now that you're coming to try to conquer the people of Chizkiya, Shehekbidu Aleim Al Torah, where there they load up on themselves the load of Torah, which that's what it means when it says Ha'achrin Hichbid, that the later ones, the later phase, they have the heavy load of Torah. So for them, the pasuk says Derech Hayom Eva Yarden Gilul Hagayim. What does that mean to say? V'ru'uin Halalu Laslam Nas, that for them it's fit to them a miracle to be done for them. Ka'ivri hayam, like the Jewish people who, when they left Egypt, they passed over the Yamsuf. Ukadar Chayadin, like the people when they passed over the Jordan into Eretz Yisrael, that there were the miracles to be done for them. And therefore, im chayzer by mutav, if you back off Sancheriv, then all the best. But if not, ani esaloi, that's what the pasuk concludes, ani esaloi gol ba'agam, I'm going to make him either gol, meaning from the term of being rolled around and discussed in front of all the nations, or the word galul, from the word of galalim, I'm going to make him like excrement by the nations and saying, don't worry, you're not going to be successful here fighting the Jewish people in Yehuda from the people of Chizkiah Melech. Now the pasuk says in Divyam Beis, which talks about the beginning of Sancheriv coming to try to conquer Chizkiah Melech, it says, Achri hadvarm va'emasa'ela, after these words and these truths, Bas Sancheriv Melech Asher, came Sancheriv, the king of Ashur, v'yod b'Yehuda came towards Judea, v'yichin ala'arm ha'betzuris, and they came to camp against the fortified cities, v'yayim l'bikam elav, and he said that he's going to smash them and take them for himself. Now, if one reads the pasuk at this point, it sounds like that it was talking about Chizkiah Melech, that after that they were involved in the words of Emes, of learning Torah, that then Sancheriv, the king of Ashur, came to Yehuda and he was camping against the city and he was saying he's going to come and destroy it. So on that, the Gemara asks, Hai Rishna, Lahai Pardashna? Well, that's the type of gift you give to such a minister? What, because the Emes was by Chizkiyahu, that all the Jewish people learning Torah, that's why Sancheriv came? How do we understand it? Achri Hadvarm Va'emes, when the Pasuk says, after these words and these truths, Achramai, after what? Says the Gemara Amar Avina, he says, La'achar she'kafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nishba v'amar. What it means to say is that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, jumped and swore and he said that he's going to bring Sancheriv, which that's what it means, it says that after these truths, because the seal and the kiyum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, is truth, as the Gemara elsewhere says on Daf Samach Dal, that his seal is truth. So he was like promising. He says, "Iyamina le lechizkiya, maysina le lesancheiv, umesarna le biyatcha." Hashem says, "If I'm going to tell Chizkiya, I'm going to bring Sancheiv, but don't, I'm going to give him over into your hands." Hashtam, and now he would tell me, "Loi hubina, v'loi bisusabina." I don't want him. I don't want his fright. So therefore, since Hashem said he knew he would refuse it, so Hashem jumped and he swore, "Dimaysina le, I will bring him." Shnem, like the pasuk says, "Nishaya nishba Hashem tzavakas le Hashem, the Lord of hosts, swore, saying." Not like what I thought will be. Like I counsel, that's the way it's going to be. To smash Assyria in my land. And on my mountains, I'm going to trample on him. I'm going to take off from them his yoke. And his load from their shoulders, I'm going to remove. Now, regarding that pasuk that we just quoted, Amr B'yechan, it says, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yovei Sancheir V'siyati, let Sancheir and all his warriors come, the Yasa Ovus Lechizkiyahu L'siyata, and he will be turned into a trough to Chizkiyahu and his men, because all his men ultimately will turn into dead, and all the horses and the animals of Chizkiyahu will be eating from the bones of the dead, like a trough, which is from where an animal eats. A similar type of a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, V'hoyah b'yemahu, that it will be on that day, Yasru Suvalu Mashach Mechel, remove his load from your shoulders, and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke of the load will be because of the fat. Now, what does that mean? Amr Bitzchak Nafchi says, the yoke of Sancheriv will be destroyed. The word shaman could also mean the oil, because the oil of Chizkiyah. What does that mean? Which were lit as in candles. In the shuls and the bat midrashim by Chizkiyah Melech, and that's what destroyed the yoke of Sancheriv. How so? Says Gemara. So what did he do? He stuck a sword into the entryways of the study halls, and they said, whoever does not toil in Torah, will get pierced with this sword. And they had candles burning there with the oil day and night, having the people learning day and night, and that's what destroyed the yoke of Sancheriv. As the Gemara tells us, they checked from Dan till Beersheba, but they didn't find one ignoramus in the whole of Judea. Mikvas and Tifras, they checked from these places which are the ends of the boundaries of the area of Chizkiyah Melech, but they didn't find a boy or a girl, a man or a woman, that was not proficient in the laws of purity and impurity. Regarding such a generation, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, that it was on that day, that a man lived, a gullies baker, or a calf from the herd, b'shtei tzayin and two sheep, b'gayim, etc. A simple life. Vayim, like it says later on, vayim b'yimhu, that was on that day, yir kol mokum, there will be by every place, asher yir sham elav gefen be'elav kesef, there will be 1,000 vineyards for 1,000 silver coins, that it will be lashamer b'lashayis, yir will be for the thorns and for the prickly bushes. Meaning, what does that mean? Even though 1,000 vineyards was for 1,000 silver coins, mean that it was very expensive because they didn't have so many vineyards, even so, those who had vineyards, they'll leave it for the thorns and for the prickly bushes. I mean, they leave it and they leave it fallow and they don't even go ahead and work in their agriculture because they're all busy learning Torah. And that's actually what saved them from Sancheriv. Continuing with Sancheriv, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'usav shalalchem, the gathering of your spoils, Yisef HaChasel is the gathering of the locust. What does that mean? How is this talking about the gathering the spoils of war from Sancheriv after he died? Amalam Nabli, after his army died. Amalam Nabli Yisrael, the prophet said to the Jewish people, Yisef Shalalchem, gather your spoils. Look, this army that was in thousands was coming to conquer you in millions, billions, and yet they're all dead over here. Go ahead and gather all the spoils, what they had, they brought with them. So they said to him, Livzais? Is it to plunder everyone, every man for themselves to take what he should take? Or to split it together, meaning from this money which was left over from the army of Sancheriv? Or another interpretation means, should we take for ourselves or should we give it to other people what we take? But for ourselves is actually forbidden the spoils of war. Because as the Gemara will shortly say, the money which was plundered from the 10 tribes first was mixed into the money that the armies of Sancheriv had. And maybe there's a problem about theft from Jewish money. So he said to them, and this is what the Pasuk refers to, Eisef HaChasel, like the plunder of the locust, Ma Eisef HaChasel, just like the gathering of the locust, Kolech V'Echel Atzma, every locust takes for himself, Av Shalalchem, so too your spoils, Kolech V'Echel Atzma, everyone should take for himself. So Amaloi, they said to him, V'Aloi Mom and Aser Sashvat Morv, but the money from the 10 tribes is mixed into all this money, maybe that's problematic to take it. Amalem, he said to them, what it says at the end of the Pasuk, Kemashak gave him, like the watering of the rushing flow of water, which waters into the mikveh, into the pool, shekig by, that's how you could go ahead and so to water this money and purify it, meaning, magiv malolu, just like these pipes that brings the water. Malnas adu mitum alatara, elevates a person from impurity to purity by immersing in that water from the spring. So to the money of the Jewish people from the 10 tribes, once it already fell into the hands of the non-Jews, and they already were meyayish, they gave up, meyatir, that already purifies the money, and it's not the Jewish money anymore, and therefore you could take it. Similarly, says the Gemara, the Rav Papa that he said, so to the Jewish people, forbidden to take the lands of Amna Mayav, but Tira B'Sichon, it was already purified by Sichon, who conquered their lands, and then it wasn't called anymore Amna Mayav, it was called the lands of Sichon, and that they were allowed to take, as the Torah tells us. Amrav Huna, he says, there was 10 travels that wicked person Sancheriv did on that one day to come and conquer Yehuda. Shlomo says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Vo al Ayis, that he came on Ayis, Avar b'Migron, he passed Migron, l'michmash yafkid Kalev, that in Michmash he deposited his tools, his weapons, Avru Mavara, he passed Mavara, Geva molin lanu, they encamped in Geva, Harada Harama, Rama was trembling, Givat Shal Nasa, that those from Givat Shal fled, Tzahali Kailich Basgalim, that let your voice be heard and cries, daughters of Galim, Hakshivi Laisha, those of Laisha should listen, Aniya Anasais, poor Anasais, Nadudah Madmena, the wandering Madmena, Yishvi HaGevim HaIzu, those dwellers of Gevim, they were all gathered together, Oid HaYayim B'Noiv Lamed, that still on this day he'll stand by Noiv, Yinefiv Yadei Harba Tzion, he waves his hand at the mountain, the daughter of Tzion. Give us Yerushalayim, the hill of Yerushalayim. Now, he's not counting from the 10 stops that he did that day, what it says in the Pasuk, Oid HaYayim B'Noiv Lamed, because that actually is not one of the travels, as the Gemara will tell us later on, that on the next stop, that's referring to that it was a remnant from the sin of Noiv, Yerakayim, what we'll say later. But either way, ask the Gemara, Hani Tuvahavin, this is more than 10, this was actually 12 stops. Says the Gemara, Nutzali Kailich Bas Galim, and the Pasuk says, that scream out your voice, the daughters of Galim, and Hakshivi Laisha, which it continues where it says three of the stops, you have Bas Galim, you have Laisha, and you have Anosis, those actually are not from the calculation of the 10 stops. because actually that's just referring to different ideas of the Jewish people. Navi Hu de'ka'amal le'knesset Yisrael, it was the prophet that was telling the Jewish people, Tzahali Kailich Bas Galim, scream out your voice, the daughters of Galim, meaning Bitei Shel Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the daughter, referring to the Jewish people, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Sha'asu mitzvahs kegaliyam, that they did mitzvahs like the waves of the sea. That's what we are called Bas Galim, the daughters of them. We should scream out. When it says like Shiva Laisha, when it says you should listen, Laisha, what it's saying is, not talking about one of the stops, but the Navi was telling the Jewish people, Mahai lo testafi, don't be afraid of this one, because from Sachev, the Jewish people are going to be saved. And that's what it was saying, Tali Kailach, scream out your voice. Ella rather is stop him in the Nebuchadnezzar Russia. You know who you should be afraid from is the wicked Nebuchadnezzar. The muscle ka'ari, that he was compared to a lion. And Laisha, as the Gemara is going to tell us later on, it's one of the names of a lion. So it's like Shiva, listen, don't worry about this one, but the one you should listen to is the lion. So like it says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, referring to Nebuchadnezzar, Allah Arya Mesuvchei Begermeth, the lion came out from his den, referring to Nebuchadnezzar. And the Gemara asks, Mai, so then what's the third one? Is the Ketan Tabim Tzadihim and Alf, Ani Anosis, the poor Anosis. That was Asad Yirmiyah ben Chalakia, Umisnabi Allah, Me Anosis, that Yirmiyah, the Navi, is going to ultimately go ahead and prophesize on this regarding Nebuchadnezzar from Anosis. In other words, Aniya could mean calling out, referring to a prophecy of Yirmiyah, as we're going to shortly say, he's from Anois, that he's told him that this will ultimately happen regarding what the first words before that of Nebuchadnezzar, that Yerushalayim will be given over to him. So Akshivi Laisha, meaning listen, don't be worried from this one, as the first one is saying, scream out regarding this one you'll be saved for. The second, which we thought was another stop, was saying, no, listen, regarding Laisha you should be afraid of, as Ani Anosis, as the prophet Yirmiyah will say, who he comes from Anosis, like he says in the Pasuk, Yirmiyah Yirmiyah ben Chalakiyahu, who is Minak Kahanim Asher b'Anosis, from the priests that are from Anosis, Be'eretz Binyamin, the land of Binyamin. Now the Gemara asks, Mi Dami, how could you compare and say that Laisha refers to Nebuchadnezzar, but Hasam Aryeh, there in Yirmiyah, when it refers to Nebuchadnezzar, calls him a lion, Hachalayish, here it calls him Laish. So Rabbi Yechon, it says Shisha Shemis Yesha Lari. It's all the same thing. There's six names for a lion. Elohim, they are Ari, and these are different psukim. Ari, a lion, Kfir, Lavi, Laish, Shachal, Shachat. They're all different names of a lion, which the Medrash also explains why do we have all these different names for the same idea, but it's referring to the same one, to Nebuchadnezzar. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that whole pasuk of Tzali Kailich is not from the numbers of the Masais that Sancheiv took that day, so actually Batsulahu, we thought there was too many, actually now there's only 9 Masais, because as we said before, Eid HaYom is not from the Cheshbon, so you're only left with 9. And then it's the Gemara, no, Avru Mavara Tartininu. Avru is one, Mavara is another one, and therefore that makes for 10. It's not Avru Mavara, they passed by Mavara. Avru is one, and Mavara is another one, so he had 10 Masais that day on his march towards Yerushalayim.